Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/think tank. Enjoy the episode.
Life's too short, so you're here to work and live large. Here's your host with nothing to lose, Leanne Hughes.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes, and you're here for 2 by Tuesday, where I break down a question, an idea, using the power of a 2 by 2 matrix. This week, it's a quick one. I recorded it in theme of travel when I was over in Thailand recently. And before I left, I put a poll on Instagram stories asking you, hey, when you go traveling, do you set an out of office? And over 80% of people voted yes, they do. And I also received lots of messages on why I should set an out of office. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. However, I will not be setting it for this trip. And I'll explain why. If you love the travel theme, definitely listen to last week's episode where I've got friends from all around the world sharing their favorite travel tip to help you hit the tarmac running. There's over 35 tips recorded in that episode. And next week, I've got a great interview with Ryan Sofly. He has a YouTube channel where he just shoots his travels all around Australia and international as well. The interesting thing about Ryan, though, is he really does work and live large. He was very intentional with making his decision of dropping out of his insanely busy corporate job 10 years ago and starting this new life. So we'll share that story in next week's episode. As always, enjoy the 2 by Tuesday. Let me know your thoughts, what you'd add, what you disagree with, what you agree with. Chat to you next week. Hello, thanks for jumping into this week's 2 by Tuesday. Now, if you watch this series regularly, you'll see that I'm actually filming this in a different spot. I'm recording this. And if you're listening on the podcast, you'll hear the audio sounds a little bit different because I am recording from a different space just using my headphones. I'm actually in Jom Tiem, which is 2 hours away from Bangkok. I've been here for about a week. And this is why I featured a series of episodes around the concept of travel related to working and living large. I threw out a poll on Instagram stories the other day, just before I was about to board the plane. I said, look, when you travel, do you set an out of office? And it had a lot of different votes, and then I had messages coming through as well telling me why I should, or maybe other approaches to handling email. And of course, your approach setting an out of office is actually a very deeply personal approach, I think, related to a lot of things about like what you value. But I also think, and this is why I can draw a model, I think it really relates to the intention of your trip as well. People that were writing in saying, oh, when I go away, I have to disconnect. And for me, this trip to Thailand wasn't about disconnecting at all. It was really about, I'm just putting myself in a different location. I've been to Thailand many times. This isn't a new place to me. The internet here is actually a lot better and a lot faster than Australia. So, and it's just an easy place to stay connected. And I don't feel like I need to be disconnected at this point in time. So I believe that setting some distinction around what is this trip about, like then you can really decide whether you set the out of office or not. So what I'm thinking about, these are the two axes I'd like to explore today. First of all, you might be traveling for work, okay? So, or you decided you will do some work while you're away. That's going to be at the top of the y-axis. Down the bottom is no work, meaning you do want to disconnect. By the way, one more thing I want to bring up before I really launch into this is that email is only one of the modes of communication. What I've discovered through this week of being away is that it's not only responding to that, it's having to respond to LinkedIn messages, WhatsApp messages, you post something on Instagram, there's captions and things you got to respond to in the comments, Facebook responses, Messenger. I don't think email is one thing, but I think if you really want to disconnect, you need to consider like how are you going to deal with all those other platforms as well. Because email, I don't think it's been very hard to deal with at all on my trip. Anyway, so what is the intention behind it? Is it a work trip? Were you thinking of doing some work or no work at all, a blanket rule for you? Of course, I always go the extremes on these just to map out what the points are. And then on the x-axis, on the right here, I've actually got, is it travel? What I mean by that is, are you actually just moving away from your home location? Keep that there for the moment. I'll explain a bit more in a second. And on the other side of the x-axis, on the left side is, okay, wow, are you actually going to be a tourist? Are you going to explore? Are you going to try all the food? Are you going to go to cool places? Are you going to stay at awesome hotels? Or whatever it is for you. Are you being more of a tourist? Is it a place that you've never been before and you really want to see what this place is like? So these are the elements we have today. On the y-axis, work or no work, blanket rule, no work. or on the y-axis, we have travel on the right, and on the left, you want to be a tourist. Now we can start really defining what this looks like and maybe consider, do you set the ad above this or not? Top right, sometimes, like basically in 2019, a lot of the work that I did was working internationally, traveling overseas. And that was actually a work trip. Really cool. I got to go to cool places. Work trip, top left is where you will do a bit of work, but you're also being a bit of a tourist. Now, this really defines what I've been doing on this trip. And I actually think you're being a bit of a digital nomad. You're actually, the fact that you're a knowledge worker, you can take your laptop with you, take your work with you, means that you can work anywhere you like, particularly in places like Thailand where the internet is so good. Bottom right, we have you're traveling, but you don't want to do any work. I actually just will call this like, it's a bit of a holiday, right? So you're going somewhere else, but you want to disconnect. And on the bottom left, I think that's when we start using a cool word like vacay. I think for me, that really has that sort of element of fun and you want to tap out, but you also want to see and explore new things. So you want to be a tourist in this new place. Okay, to answer the question, where should you set your out of office? I believe actually when I was overseas delivering work in India, running like, you know, the whole day was spent running workshops. I was there for work. I actually would set my out of office then because my energy, I'm depleted at the end of the day. I have to get ready for the next day. I was at an out of office then. However, this trip, I haven't set an out of office. And so many people were on Instagram saying, go set your out of office. But I really haven't needed to. I feel like a bit of a digital nomad. Email has been really easy. I've focused like 30 minutes just keeping an eye on it. I've deleted it off my phone, but I'll have laptop time for 30 minutes, get on, respond to messages, and then it's dealt and it's done. And I don't have a hangover of emails when I get back to Brisbane next week. Plus, I got some client work that's continuing. Like this work as a solopreneur does not stop. So I actually don't set up an out of office there. And that's been fine for me. I haven't needed to disconnect. Bottom right, if you're going on a holiday, it's up to you, really. I mean, any of these where you don't want to work, you can set it. Vacay, I definitely recommend. If you're there like for a holiday, you want to sightsee, but you also want to sort of keep an eye on things. Again, it's about the intention around that holiday. Is it about to completely disconnect? If so, go for it. But for me, usually if these two, being digital nomad and a holiday, I'll keep it on, I'll glance at it. I'm that type of character. Like I said, it's a personal thing. Sometimes there's an email that will come in that will kind of annoy me, but I like to keep on top of it. I like to keep in the loop. It actually gives me more anxiety when I don't know what is going on. And maybe that's a, I don't know, control thing, but we can look into that later. But I like keeping my eye on it, just seeing what's going on and keeping up that momentum. As I try to compartmentalize it and doesn't take over the time that I have away. So yeah, that's it. That's the wrap for today. Should you set an out of office when you travel? Two dimensions. Are you working or are you rarely there to disconnect and not work at all? Are you traveling or are you a tourist? So that's it for this week's Two by Tuesday. Very brief episode, just really forming a distinction around those different categories of travel and not having the assumption that all travel is a holiday. Look, it's just cool. Like I get the opportunity because of the work that I do, because I can work remotely to work in interesting places while keeping my business going. And I don't really see the work that I do as a chore that I need to escape from. I'm happy to bring it along with me. But of course, I think that they'll need a trip later this year sometime where I completely go off the grid and go camping or something where there is no temptation of the internet or anything like that. That's it. Tell me your thoughts. When do you set an out of office when you go traveling? Does this resonate with you or would you set up another category? Let me know in the comments, connect with me on LinkedIn or any of the social media platforms. Chat to you next week. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.